for listening to the sermon. Read 2 Corinthians chapter
8.
And today we're doing the second part of 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
And
the theme of chapter 8 and also of chapter 9 is giving. And Paul specifically is talking here about a special offering.
An offering
that was beyond what you normally give to God. And as we saw last week, he starts this topic with giving an example of the churches of Macedonia, because these people were very generous people. And last week we looked at some of the lessons we can learn
and
that Paul wanted the Corinthians to learn from their example. And we saw that the Christians in Macedonia were generous even though they went through hard times.
They had trials,
afflictions, they had deep poverty, and yet they had an abundance of joy, and they were givers. The Christians in Macedonia went also beyond their power.
و میمانداران مقدونیه بیش از قدرتشون دست دادن.
They went to the point that they could feel that they were giving.
تا زمانی هدیه دادن که احساسش میکردن هدیهشون سخت بود براشون.
They had to plan ahead because
they
had to let some things go for the sake of being able to give.
They
were extremely generous. They also had a willing heart. They were not forced. In fact, Paul had to persuade them to take they persuaded Paul to take the offering.
Yeah,
because Paul looked at them, hey, you guys are poor. Yeah, I don't want to take your offering.
You need help.
But they convinced Paul to take the offering. And what we also saw that the Christians in Macedonia were very grateful.
Yeah,
and gratefulness goes together with generosity.
Yeah,
you give towards what you love.
آنچه که دوست داری با دست دلبازی میدی.
Yeah, where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
جایی که گنجت هست، قلبت اونجا خواهد بود.
Where your heart is, there is your treasure.
جایی که قلبت هست، گنجت هم هست.
So now, after Paul has given this example,
وقتی پولس رسول اون نمونه رو بهمون داد.
Now he's going to encourage the Corinthians to be like the Macedonians in this area. So let's pick it up from there. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. Insomuch that we desired Titus, as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also.
و از این سبب از تیتوس استدعا نمودیم که همچنان که این نعمت را در میان شما آغاز کرد آن را به انجام هم برسانیم.
Yeah, so what grace is to be finished in the Corinthians also?
اون فیز چه فیزی باید انجام برسه؟
What is he talking about?
به انجام برسه در مورد چی داره صحبت میکنه؟ نعمت منظورشون چیه؟
Go back to verse 1.
آیه 1 رو بخونید.
Yeah. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia.
اما ای برادران شما رو مطلع می‌سازیم از فیض خدا که به کلیساهای مقدونیه عطا شده است.
And we looked last week to that, yeah? And it is their willingness to give.
نگاه کردیم و دیدیم که واقعا از ته قلب می‌دادن.
Yeah, so Paul is telling me, I want that same grace, this willingness to give,
همون درخواستی که حاضرم بدم می‌خوام در شما هم داده بشه.
Yeah, and the fact that Paul even mentioned this shows you that this is an area that the Corinthians had to work on.
And
in the next verse, we will see that it is a significant part of our Christian work. Christian walk.
Look,
read verse 7. Yeah, therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith, utterance, and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also.
بلکه چنان که در هر چیز افزونی دارید در ایمان، کلام، معرفت و کمال کوشش و محبتی که با ما دارید در این نعمت نیز فزونی یابید.
Yeah, so Paul, here are some areas in which you're doing well.
که مطمئن شما کارتون خوبه.
Not everything in this church is bad.
همه چیز توی کلیسا بد نبوده ها.
Yeah, the fact that Paul rebukes them for
پولس رسول
some problems they are having doesn't mean that everybody there is wicked.
به این معنی نیست که بعضی از اونها آدم‌های پلیدی هستن.
They have a lot going for them.
خیلی اتفاقا براشون میافتاده.
And of course, this, even the second letter also brings some correction.
دومین نامه هم یک سری تصحیح
میاره. We know there had factions in the church.
می‌دونیم سختی‌ها بوده.
And there are people there in the church that are not right with God.
و کسایی بودن که رابطه‌شون با خداوند خوب نبوده.
But Paul in chapter 7 was boasting about the Corinthians to Titus.
پولس رسول در فصل
7 saying, "Hey, you will see."
افتخار می‌کنه به قرنتوس به تیتوس.
Yeah, they will listen to you. They will receive the correction.
می‌شنون، تصحیح تو رو قبول می‌کنن، تو رو دریافت
می‌کنن. They're not bad people.
آدمای بدی نیستن.
Yeah, people.
ضعف دارن، ولی آدمای بدی نیستن.
Them a list in which they are bound. They're doing well.
They
are bound in faith.
Yeah,
which means they trust the Lord.
اعتماد میکنن به خداوند.
Yeah, they just trust God and His promises.
به خداوند و به قولش احترام میذارن.
Yeah, they are bound in utterance. It's things they say.
چیزایی که احترام لفظیشون کاملا کلام خدا رو جلو
گذاشتن. مخصوصا
موعظه انجیل عیسی مسیح.
They are bound in knowledge.
دانش زیادن.
They have a good understanding of
God's word. درک خیلی خوبی دارن از کلام خدا.
Doctrinally, of course, we know they made some mistakes, but doctrinally in general,
they got a lot of surprise. لحاظ اعتقادی خیلی چیزها رو.
Paul says they are bound in all diligence.
پولس رسول میگه در همه چیز کامل بودن.
They are hard workers for the Lord.
برای خداوند خادمینی سخت‌کوش بودن.
Yeah, they are bound in love.
در عشقشون زیاد بودن.
Yeah, there's a care that they have.
احترام نیاز معلوم می‌رسیدن.
So Paul's them, you are abounding in all these things. I'm glad you're doing well in these areas.
پولس رسول میگه خوشحالم که همه این چیزهای خوب دارید.
Here is an area that you're lacking.
هست در زندگیتون که شما کم دارید.
Yeah, here is an area that you can look to the Christians of Macedonia and learn.
چیزهایی هست که شما میتونید.
Yeah, look at their example.
کلیسای مقدونیه درسای رو یاد بگیرید.
Yeah, I want you to abound in that area also.
میخوام شما هم در اون.
Yeah, I want you to be generous.
I want you to be givers. میخوام عطای قلب بدین.
Yeah, and here's what you need to see.
چیزی که باید بدونین اینه.
Being a giver, being a generous.
دست و دل باز بودن، بخشنده بودن.
It's grouped here with all these other important things.
با یک گروه با چیزهای دیگه‌ای که در ایمانمون در مسیح داریم. با ایمان، با اطلاعات.
Preaching the gospel.
انجیل عیسی مسیح رو موعظه کردن.
Working hard for God.
با کار خداوند تلاش کردن.
Loving other people.
هم دیگران رو دوست داشتن.
Giving is part of that list.
قسمتی از اون لیسته.
Yeah, this is something that if this is missing in your life as a Christian,
اگر این کم باشه در زندگیتون به عنوان مسیحی,
it's something you need to work on.
چیزیه که شما باید.
Yeah, without this part, you are not complete. You are not perfect as a Christian. Go to Job. Job 1:1. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright. And one that feared God and eschewed evil. Job 1:1.
در دیار اوس مردی بود ایوب نام. آن مرد بی عیب و صالح بود. از خدا می‌ترسید و از بدی اجتناب می‌کرد.
That says that Job was perfect. Now, that does not mean that he was without sin.
Yeah,
because all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. It means that he was complete in his walk with God. Yeah, Job was doing well in all areas.
He
was a balanced, well-rounded Christian.
Yeah,
we as Christians should abound in all these areas we just read. And one of these areas is giving, being generous.
Yeah,
we need to be involved in giving because this is part of the Christian life. Read verse 8 in 2 Corinthians 8. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the frowardness of others and to prove the sincerity of your love.
این را به طریق حکم نمیگویم بلکه به خاطر کوشش دیگران و تا خلوص محبت شما را بیازمایم.
Yeah, so Paul is telling I'm not commanding you, I'm not forcing you.
وادارتون نمیکنم.
I want you to do this on your own.
میخوام خودتون تنها این کارو بکنید.
I want you to abound in this area.
در این قسمت ها رشد کنید.
Yeah, I want you to give and I want you your motivation to be loved.
کنید محبت کنید بدین و محبت کنید
بدین. Your willingness to give will be proof of your love.
و دادنتون دست و دلبازیتون از عشقتون باید جاری شه.
You want to prove that you're so loving.
میخوایم بگین آدمی هستین که محبت دارید.
You need to show that love
by being generous. اون محبت رو به دیگران.
Where your treasure is, there is your heart also.
جایی که گنجتون هست قلبتون هست.
If you're not giving towards the things of God.
اگر شما از چیزهای خداوند
در نمیدید. That your heart is not with the things of God.
نشون میده که قلبتون با چیزهای خداوند نیست.
Yeah, you say that you love God.
میگی خداوند رو دوست
داری. You say that you love the people at church.
میگی مردم کلیسا رو دوست داری.
You say that you love the work of God.
میگی کار خداوند رو دوست داری.
Okay, what about proving that by giving towards that?
و چرا ثابت نمی‌کنی؟
Skip for a moment to verse 24.
واقعا دوست دارینش.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, wherefore shew you to them and before the churches the proof of your love and of our boasting on your behalf.
پس دلیل محبت خود و فخر ما را درباره شما در حضور کلیساها به ایشان نشان دهید.
Your giving
دادنتون هدیه دادنتون
is a proof of your love.
نشون دادن محبتتون.
Yeah, of course you can give without love.
میتونیم بدون محبت هم بدین.
But you cannot love without giving.
اما نمیتونی محبت داشته باشی.
Yeah, love has to be put in action.
محبت همیشه دادن داره.
And then the next thing is that Paul gives the greatest example to show
نمونه ای رو که پولس رسول به همون میگه که محبت وقتی دهندگی دست و دلبازی هم جاری میشه.
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that through he was rich yet for your sakes he became poor that ye through his poverty might be rich.
زیرا که فیض خداوند ما عیسی مسیح را میدانید که هر چند دولتمند بود برای شما فقیر شد تا شما از فقر او دولتمند شوید.
Yeah, Jesus became poor for our sake so we
might
be rich.
فقیر شد که من و شما ثروتمند بشیم.
Can have eternal life.
که ما بتونیم زندگی جاوید داشته باشیم.
Or even better, so we
یا بیشتر
can have eternal life
که من و شما
and be co-heirs with him.
زندگی جاوید داشته باشیم و وارثین همراه او باشیم.
Yeah, John 3:16.
یوحنا 3:16.
For God so loved.
خدا آنقدر جهان را محبت نمود.
That he gave his only begotten son.
فرزندش را داد.
Yeah, that whosoever believes in him should not perish.
بلکه زندگی جاوید.
God loved and
خداوند محبت داشت و داد.
Yeah, so Corinthians, this is an area you need to work
on. محبت داریم.
Look at the example of church in Macedonia.
مقدونیه رو ببینید. مثل اونها عمل کنید.
Here's how you can show your love.
چجوری میتونی محبت رو نشون بدی؟
How you can prove yourself in this area.
چجوری خودتون رو در اون قسمت ثابت کنید؟
Yeah, be generous, be a giver.
ثروتمند باشین از دست و دلبازی بدید.
Yeah, your love towards the things of God.
عشقتون برای حضور خداوند.
Will translate in you giving towards the things of God.
دادن شماها به چیزهای خداوند.
Go to 1 Chronicles.
اول
And go to chapter 29.
آیه 29.
And read verse 3.
فصل 29 آیه 3 رو بخون.
And this is about David.
در مورد داووده.
Yeah, David is giving towards the house of God. And here's what he says in verse 3.
دادن به حضور خداوند و آیه 3.
Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper goods of gold and silver which I have given to the house of my God. Over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house.
از این گذشته به خاطر ارادتی که به خانه خدایم دارم افزون بر هرچه برای خانه مقدس تدارک دیدم از طلا و نقره که جزء اموال شخصیم است نیز به خانه خدایم تقدیم میکنم.
Holy verse 3. Yeah. So we see David here has the affection for the house of God.
برای خانه خداوند براش مهم بوده.
He loves the things of God.
کارهای خداوند
رو
دوست داشته.
And as a result, he's giving towards
پس میده به خانه خداوند.
Our love will
محبت
show
ما
when we give.
نشون میده که ما میدیم. ثابت میکنه که محبت داریم.
Yeah, when we give to the work of God,
اگر از خدمت خداوند بدیم نشونه اینه که عاشق خداوند هستیم در همه چیز.
How you spend your money will show what you
جوری
care about.
که پولتون رو خرج میکنید نشون دهنده
اینه که you love God. Okay, put your money where your mouth is.
اگر میگی خدا رو دوست دارین پولتون رو جایی بذارین که دهانتون هست.
Go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and read verses 10 and 11.
دوم قرنتیان فصل 8 آیه 10 و 11 رو بخونید.
And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you who have begun before not only to do but also to be forward a year ago. Now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have.
و در این نصیحت خود را می دهم زیرا که شما را شایسته است، چون که شما در سال گذشته نه تنها در عمل بلکه در اراده نیز اول از همه شروع کردید، اما اکنون عمل را به انجام رسانی تا چنان که در اراده آماده بود انجام عمل نیز بر حسب آنچه دارید بشن.
So we can see that Paul has challenged them to give before.
پولس رسول تشویقشون میکنه که بدن.
But that they didn't follow through with it.
اما انجام ندادن.
And Paul is saying, hey, this is what I'm telling you is good for you.
گفتم این کار برات خوبه، سود داره برات.
Yeah, you're beginning to give.
شروع کردی به دادن دست و دل بازی. این مسیر زندگی رو یه سال دیگه
شروع کردی. این
عهد رو بستید.
But you didn't follow up on the promise.
به قول خداوند رو کامل نکردید.
You said you would do this.
گفتین این کارو می‌کنید.
But you've not done it yet.
اما انجامش ندادید.
And you need to start doing it.
و ادامه بدین و انجامش.
Yeah, you were ready, you were willing.
آماده بودین، خواستین.
You wanted to give.
می‌خواستین انجام بدین.
You promised to give.
قول داده بودین که انجام بدین.
Now you also need to perform.
حالا انجام بدین.
Here's what Paul had told them earlier. Go to 1 Corinthians 16.
1
Corinthians 16, 1 and 2. Yeah? Now concerning the collections for the saints, as I give order to the church of Galatia, even so do ye, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God has prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come.
اما درباره جمع‌آوری برای مقدسین، چنان که به کلیساهای غلاطیه فرمودم، شما نیز همچنین کنید. در روز اول هفته هر یکی از شما حسب نعمتی که یافته باشد نزد خود ذخیره کرده کنار بگذارد، تا در وقت آمدن من زحمت جمع کردن نباشد.
Paul had instructed them to collect an offering.
پولس رسول تشویقشون میکنه که هدیه رو.
And they had not performed it yet.
اما کامل انجام نداده.
Yeah, so Paul starts with the example here. Yeah. Hey, look at the Macedonians. He tells them to give towards the things of God.
Because it
proves their love for him.
Yeah,
your giving proves your love.
که ثابت میکنه که محبتتون هست
yeah.
برای خداوند.
And it's great that you're willing in your heart.
خوشحالم که از ته قلبتون میخواید.
It's great that out of your will, free will you have made a decision.
خوشحالم که از خواست خودتون.
But now the next step is to follow up on it.
اما قدم بعدیش
yeah,
اینه که عمل کنید.
Basically when we say yes, we should.
وقتی میگیم بله.
Let our yes be yes and our no be no.
بلهمون بله باشه، نمون.
Yeah, that's good character.
این شخصیت خوبو نشون میده.
Yeah, and Paul tells me here to follow up on that commitment.
رسول میگه با اون عهدتون رو کامل کنید.
Read verse 12 in 2 Corinthians. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man had, not according to that he had not.
زیرا هرگاه آمادگی باشد پذیرفته می شود به حسب آنچه کسی دارد، نه به حسب آنچه ندارد.
Yeah, so Paul addresses here that he wants somebody to give.
می خواد که بدی.
To according to what they have.
از اون که دارن، نه اون
yeah,
که ندارن.
Not according to what they have not.
نه از اون که ندارن.
Yeah, God doesn't look at a number.
خداوند به عدد نگاه نمی‌کنه.
He looks, and we'll see this further on. He looks at the proportion that we are giving.
قسمتی از اون چیزی که دارن.
And I gave last week an example of the widow.
اون فقیر یک زن بیوه.
Number wise, very little.
از لحاظ عددی کم داد.
Yet she threw everything she had.
اما هر چه که داشت رو داد. از نیازش داد.
Yeah, Jesus says, this is the one
مسیح میگه اون کسی
most.
که بیشتر از همه این کسا
Even
داد. با اینکه شمارشش کم بود، عددش کم بود، ولی برای او زیاد
yeah,
بود.
So don't worry.
نگران نباشید.
If you cannot give a lot.
زیاد نمیتونید بدید.
Yeah, God doesn't expect you to give beyond what you have.
عدد نمیگرده. و از آن چه که بیشتر دارین توقع دادن نداره.
The counter side of that is that God does expect you to give according to what you do have.
از آن چه که داری خداوند توقع داره که تو بدی.
Look again at the instructions we just read in 1 Corinthians 16.
اول قرنتیان فصل 16 چی بهمون گفته بود؟
Yeah, specifically verse 2, but read verses 1 and 2. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the church of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first week of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God has prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come.
اما درباره جمع‌آوری برای مقدسین، چنان که به کلیساهای غلاطیه فرمودم، شما نیز همچنین کنید. در روز اول هفته، هر یکی از شما به حسب نعمتی که یافته باشد نزد خود ذخیره کرده، کنار بگذارد تا در وقت آمدن من زحمت جمع کردن
yeah.
نباشد.
So they were told.
به اونها گفته شد.
Yeah. To give to God.
به خداوند بدن.
As God had prospered them.
از اون برکتی که خداوند بهشون yeah. داده.
If you had received much.
زیاد اگه گرفتی.
You were expected to give more than somebody who had given
زیاد
given
دادی
little.
زیاد دادی بدی به اون یکی که کم داره.
Yet even if you had little, you would still give.
بازم بدی.
Yeah, you still give from what you
received.
It's according to what you have been prospered with. It's according to what you've been given. Let me also make another note. What you have been given is given to you by God.
Yeah, as God had prospered them.
Go to Deuteronomy 8. Deuteronomy 8, 18.
18.
But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day.
بلکه یهوه خدای خود را به یاد آورید، زیرا اوست که به شما نیرو می‌بخشد تا توانگری حاصل کنید و تا به عهد خیش برای پدرانتون سوگند خود را وفا کند، چون که امروز شده است.
Yeah, it says here that it's God who gives you the power to get wealth.
Of course,
our goal in life should never to become rich. Yeah, do not labor to get rich, the Bible says. But God might prosper you in what you do. And when he does,
yeah,
you are to use that to be a blessing.
Yeah,
being generous with that. Yeah, give them to the things of God.
بدین به سمت آن چیزهایی که خداوند داره.
And by doing that, you're also recognizing
با انجام دادن اونها
that what you have is actually coming from Him.
از آن خداست و مال خداست.
And isn't it all in His hands anyway?
آیا مگه همه زندگیمون در دستای اون نیست؟
If God wants you to be rich tomorrow,
اگه خداوند فردا بخواد تو رو ثروتمند کنه,
He could change things around tonight.
میتونه امشب همه چیز عوض کنه.
If God wants to make you poor tomorrow,
اگه خداوند بخواد فردا تو رو فقیر کنه,
He can change that around tonight.
امشب هم میتونه عوض کنه.
Yeah, and regardless of the situation that you find yourself in,
مهم نیست تو چه شرایطی هستی امروز.
Yeah, here's what you need to do.
کاری که باید انجام بدی.
Be a good steward of what you have.
از اون چی که داری درست استفاده کن.
Yeah. Not in number, but
عدد,
proportionally give.
از همون اندازه که داری
yeah.
میتونی بدی.
That lay up in store as God has prospered you.
جای نگهدار که خداوند تو رو در اونجا
برکت داده. Go back to the story of David. First Chronicles 29.
اول تواریخ 29.
First Chronicles 29 verse 14.
آیه 14.
David speaking. But who am I? And what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort, for all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee.
اما من کیستم و قوم من چیست که بتوانیم چنین به خوشی دل هدیه بیاوریم، زیرا همه چیز از توست و از دست توست که به تو دادیم.
Now the people had given a lot, and here basically David is talking to God. And look at the perception that David has. God, we have given to the building of your house. Yeah, we are willing to do that. But what we're really doing is that we are given from what you have already given us.
Yeah?
Of thine own we have given thee. Yeah, God is the provider.
Yeah,
and I can give testimony after testimony out of my own life.
Where
God orchestrated things in such a way that it blessed me, that it blessed my company. Yeah, deals that we got, everything just came
همه چیزایی که پشت سر هم اتفاق افتاد درست سر زمان درست وقت درست انجام شد. شانس نبوده.
That's not being good at business.
من بیزینسمن خوبی باشم نبوده.
All things come from God.
همه چیزها جاری شده از آن خداست.
We should give God the honor of whatever we receive.
افتخار و هر آن چیزی که داریم رو باید به خداوند بدیم.
It's all what God already gave us.
اگر بدیم از آن چیزی که خداوند بیشتر بهمون داده، از مال خودت به تو برمیگرده.
Yeah, what we have is by the grace of God.
هر آن چیزی که داریم از فیض خداست.
You have abundantly.
زیاد داریم.
Then give according to the abundance.
طبق اون زیادی هم بدید.
You have given little.
کم دارید.
Then God doesn't expect you
خداوند
to give the same.
زیاد به اندازه همون دادن نداره. هر آنچه که داری در دست داد به اندازه همون بده.